It's the radio segment that, quote, forgot to wear undies today, end quote. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Berlin, Germany. Police were called the other night to the 7th floor of an apartment building. Neighbors were waiting outside for them when they got there, saying there were loud, strange sounds coming from an area in the building. And as the cops got closer to the alleged disturbance, they could hear cries coming from a room down the end of the hall.
Oh, no.
The door was locked, and it sounded like somebody was in trouble, so they busted down the door.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
And that's when the police froze because they couldn't believe what they were seeing. They saw two adult men, one of which was completely naked, had become entangled with the other man and a mannequin. And they were on top of a large remote control car.
What is going on?
Wait, and where did they get a remote control car
and
that big?
And where does the mannequin come into play?
Yeah. I mean,
it gets weirder, too. Because
it gets more weird. Okay.
Yeah. The strangest part was that the mannequin was dressed in a knight's costume.
I will say it sounds painful.
So many questions.
And so many hard surfaces.
A lot of questions for these guys.
Yeah.
Officers were able to free the men who were too drunk to explain how their unfortunate predicament had come about. Mm. According to a police statement, the whole thing would have remained a funny episode, but the younger man was more than impolite and now is facing charges of insulting officers.
Insulting people when you're found naked with a mannequin and a remote control car and some other dude.
Yeah.
Crying.
At that point,
remember?
You just go, sorry we were being so loud.
Yeah.
We'll keep it down. This next laser story is out of Clive, Iowa. 54-year-old Cynthia Holmes got a Valentine's Day this year that she'll never forget. Her husband, Don, came home from work that night and gave her one lottery ticket.
Mm. Ooh. Thanks,
it was
Don.
$10 scratcher. So I guess he at least deserves credit for spending more than a dollar.
Yeah. And not obviously, you just went to the gas station for that one.
Still, she wasn't too impressed with that. She says as soon as he gave it to her, she thought, oh, wow, that's really expensive. Nice gift.
Yeah. Real romantic. Thanks for putting thought into it, Dawn.
But then she scratched it off and hit the jackpot for $100,000.
Is it rude?
Okay, listen, Don doesn't get credit. He didn't know that was going to happen.
As Cynthia freaked out and started yelling and screaming, Don told her that he knew it was a winner the whole time.
Oh,
that's why he gave it to her.
Don.
Oh, yeah, right. Shut up.
I'm saying the same thing, baby.
Yeah, you wanted flowers. Yeah. Look what I got you, $100,000.
Cynthia plans to use the money to pay off her car and the rest of their house. So in the end, pretty amazing Valentine's Day present.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Man.
This next leisure story is out of the friendly skies. A flight from Dubai to Amsterdam had to take an emergency landing last week because it was leaking gas.
Ooh,
well,
scary.
Sort of. The plane wasn't leaking gas. One of the passengers was.
That is such a gross way to describe a fart.
Apparently, there was an elderly, chubby guy on the plane who was just letting them rip.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Two guys who were sitting next to him asked him to stop and complained to the flight attendants. The pilot even wound up asking the guy to stop farting.
Really?
But how does a guy stop? I mean, if you have to, like, you can't hold it in.
You got all that cabin pressure going on up there, too. I'm always farting on planes.
He's an old man.
Well, the old man refused, and on top of that, every time he did it, he would make a woohoo sound after.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's one of those guys,
yes.
Which you know means he was leaning.
Totally. Whopping.
Eventually, a fight broke out, and the plane had to take an emergency landing in Vienna, Austria. Police escorted four people off the plane, the two guys who started the fight and two other women. And unbelievably, the old guy, who was passing gas the whole time, got to stay on.
Hooray!
Whoa.
Awesome!
You can't kick him off for just having bodily functions.
Well,
right?
When you're being annoying about it and you're like woohooing after every fart, that's a little
rude.
Obnoxious.
Very.
The two guys eventually wound up getting on another airline to take them to Amsterdam, and the old farting guy made it to his destination on time. This next laser story is out of the Silicon Valley. Apple's new $5 billion headquarters is making news for all of the wrong reasons. According to sources, the company has run into an issue because so much of their new interior is made from glass, the walls and the doors and everything else, that people cannot stop running into things.
Go!
What?
Dude,
like the walls?
That's funny, but we had one like screen door that was just all glass. I guess it's not a screen door, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And four different people broke their noses running into it.
Oh, dang.
Like, it's serious.
Wow.
The company, famous for its innovative design, experienced at least two incidents of men walking into glass and causing injuries. Serious enough to warrant calls for local emergency services.
Oh.
While the issue might seem humorous, there are workplace regulations that Apple could be violating. California law requires that employees shall be protected against the hazard of walking into glass barriers. So if I were working there right now, I would get as injured as possible today. So that I could become an instant millionaire.
You're just going to have to put some of those decals on like your grandma did on the slider glass door.
Yeah. Or just spend your break time videotaping your employees walking around so you can put some funny videos on YouTube.
There you go.
Now you know how birds feel, guys.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Romance City. According to a popular bridal magazine, the hot new proposal trend is to cut open an avocado, take out the pit, and put a ring inside.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Really?
Okay.
Yep. Then you get down on one knee and hand your special lady the special avocado.
Aww.
That's gotta be a joke. You're not gonna get down on one knee and hand somebody an avocado.
People are saying it's a better version of the drop a ring in a glass of champagne move, since it's much less likely that the woman will accidentally ingest it. Also, experts say that if using fruit to propose marriage seems odd, just remember that people have hidden rings in much less beloved foods. Recently, social media had told us about people proposing with rings and cheeseburgers even Panera sandwiches. So there you go. Have an avocado engagement.
No,
this next leisure story, out of food headquarters.
Yay!
A new survey asked people to name the most comforting comfort foods.
Ooh.
About 3,000 people voted online, and here are the top comfort foods. Number 10, donuts.
Okay.
Number 9, fried chicken.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
So good. Mm-hmm.
Number 8, cookies, specifically chocolate chip cookies.
Mm.
Number 7, mashed potatoes.
All right.
Okay.
Number 6, macaroni and cheese.
Yes. How is that not top 3?
That should be top 3. I'm with Brooke.
I love macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
These are the top comfort foods. Number 5, French fries. Number 4, pizza. It was number 1 in a different survey on comfort foods that came out in 2016, so pizza has dropped down a couple notches.
Uh-oh.
Number 3, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, chocolate.
Always.
Yeah.
And the number 1 comfort food voted by 3,000 people online, grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Once you hear it,
I can't believe the top 3 aren't just all cheese related food.
Yeah, yeah. It should just be cheese.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Melted cheese.
Yeah.
1 through 5.
Yep.
A few more that didn't make the top 10 are potato chips at 13, chicken soup at 14, and pancakes all the way to number 19.
Pancakes. He had a rough year.
Chicken soup. Come on. That's got to be on the top 10.
I know someone who doesn't ever need comfort food because he takes comfort in his shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a comfort shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.